We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
So if you had faith as a seed, he said, you would say, be plucked up by the root, be planted in the sea, and he said it would obey you. Now, there's all time people trying to explain why that this wouldn't work, that Jesus really didn't mean that. But if you're just smart enough to believe that what he said was true and act on it, you'll find out it'll work. It may not work in a day. It may not work in 2 days. No farmer's ever planted a seed and reaped a harvest the next day. It takes time for these things to happen. First of all, you must have faith as a seed. You must believe what you say will come to pass. See, Mark 11:23 comes into that. Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, but believe what he says will come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Whether you're saying to the mountain, or whether you're saying to the sycamore tree, whether you're saying to your physical body, whether you're saying to your financial situation, Jesus said it would obey you. Now that's the power of the spoken word of faith. That faith becomes a seed that will produce the very thing that you have need of. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or the things desired. Now that being true, if faith is the substance of things desired, there is always an opposite to any truth. Now, since faith is the substance of things desired, then fear is the opposite force of faith. Fear is really faith in the devil. It's an opposite force. Faith in God or faith in the devil. You see, if you have faith in the devil, you're walking in fear. If you have faith in God, you'll walk in faith and victory. Fear is the reverse gear of faith. It works to destruct and destroy, not to build, and not to cause the manifestation of thing desired. So then if faith is the substance of things desired, on the right hand, we can say faith is the substance of the things I desire. Then right on the other hand, fear then would be the substance of the things that I don't desire. Can you see that? Now you have only but to read the book of Job, you'll find out that's true. Job said, the thing I've greatly feared has come upon me. The thing I was afraid of has come unto me. So Job got in fear and spoke until he really believed what he was saying. And it caused the manifestation of it. He was afraid that something bad was going to happen to his children and all these catastrophic events would take place, and they eventually did. And he finally confessed, the thing I've greatly feared has come upon me. He didn't just fear, he greatly feared. He's highly developed in it. You know how you get highly developed in your fears or your faith? By speaking it. You become developed in it by speaking it, by saying it, by speaking forth either God's word or the devil's words. Now, since faith is a substance of things desired, and fear is a substance of things not desired, then if faith is the substance of things desired, how does faith come? How does the seed come for things desired? Paul tells us in Romans the 10th chapter, verse 17, he says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now you see, he's really there. He's talking about faith in God and his word. He's not just talking about that the only way you could ever get any faith is to hear God's word, because you could get faith in the devil by hearing the devil's word. So faith in God comes by hearing the word of God. Then there's an opposite truth to that. If faith in God comes by hearing the word of God, faith in the devil comes by hearing the words of the devil. So if you're quoting God's word, you're hearing God's word, your faith is being built in God. If you're hearing the words of the devil and quoting what the devil says and what the enemy says, then your faith is being built in the devil. And it's actually fear is what it is. So faith is the substance of things desired. Fear is the substance of things not desired. So the thing you fear will eventually come upon you if you don't bind that fear and cast it out. You should resist fear like you resist the devil. Cast it out. Talk to it. Tell it, you won't come nigh me. I'll not fear. I'll be far from oppression, for I won't fear. That's what Isaiah the 54th chapter said. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. So it tells you that fear will bring oppression. So if faith is the substance of things desired, faith cometh by hearing the word of God, then if I speak God's word, the faith that is in God's word will get inside me to the point that I can have the manifestation of the thing that's promised. Because the faith that's in the word of promise is sufficient to cause a manifestation of it. Now, if you confess the word of God, the word of promise, long enough that faith gets inside you till you really believe it, you believe what you say will come to pass, then you've released the divine energy of God that's in that promise. You see, faith is really the divine energy of God. And it'll bring the manifestation of that thing. The same thing applies on the other side of the fence to fear. If you hear the words of the devil long enough and he tells you that you're going to lose your job, then you're not going to have the money to pay the note on the house to end the year, you're going to lose your house and your car, and if you go to saying that and speaking that, fear will come and cause the manifestation of that. Just remember. Now we need to move on, but just remember, faith is the substance of the things you desire. Fear is the substance of things you don't desire. When fear comes, resist it like you'd resist the devil. Get back on faith. The way you do that is quote the word of God. God's word says, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Didn't say you was going to lose your car, lose your house and all that, and lose your job like the devil said or like your old carnal mind said. So you're going to get out of that negative stream, get over here in the positive stream of God's word. And it produces faith. Faith cometh by hearing. Whether you're hearing God or whether you're hearing the devil, faith is going to come in whichever one you're hearing the most. Now notice he says here, that by the elders obtained a good report, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. God's word framed the world so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. In other words, someone made the statement, and quite often you hear it quoted, well, God made the world out of nothing. But he didn't. He made it out of something. God created the world out of his faith-filled words. And God's words and God's faith is not nothing. It is something. You remember God stood there and looked out and saw darkness and he said, light be, and light was. Well, certainly, somebody said, I can understand that because that was God. Well, if you can understand that, maybe you can understand what he said in Genesis 1 when he said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. In our image and our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle over all the earth. Now what's the excuse? You're created in his image. You're capable of releasing faith. And that's why Jesus had so much to say about it, and the Apostle Paul talked so much about faith. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by sight. We don't go by what we see. We go by what the Word says. And the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, in this chapter here, he goes on to talk about, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and him being dead yet speaketh. Now, you want to know the real reason why God, now there's other things involved, but the main reason why God received Abel's sacrifice above Cain's sacrifice is because it was done in faith. Now, I know that there were some other things involved there. He brought the fruit of the ground, and that was not the way that God said to do it. But yet, you see, that's the reason he didn't have any faith in it, because he didn't do what God said. See, if you don't do what God says to do, you won't have any faith that God will honor the deal, you know. I mean, if you're praying for God to do something that you know is wrong in the first place, you don't have faith that God's going to give it to you, do you? So it was his faith that caused his sacrifice to be received. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God translated him. For before he was translated, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Well, notice verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. You can't please God without faith. Now, there's several reasons you can't please God without faith. We'll just mention a few of them. For one thing, God has provided for us provisions in this life. It pleases God for us to enter into the provisions that he made for us. Now let's take Enoch, for instance, here in the 5th verse. Here's a man that lived back there. But if you'll notice, here's a man that reached beyond his day through faith. The Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated. Well, that means he was caught up to be with God. Now we have testimony of the Word of God in Paul's writings that there's a rapture going to take place one of these days. and we're going to rise to meet the Lord in the air. Well, now, see, that was not for Enoch's dispensation. It didn't reach back there. It wasn't for that time. But yet, here's a man that got so close to God, got so filled with the knowledge of God and His Word, until he just reached out beyond his dispensation and reached into dispensations far beyond it and said, I'll just take my rapture now, and just went on to be with God. And that's what it says. It says he did it by faith. He did it by faith. So evidently you can by faith reach out and enter into things that really wasn't even for the dispensation that you lived in. And I'll tell you, quite frankly, that's what Abraham did. The Bible says that God preached the gospel first to Abraham. He walked in faith, not knowing where he was going, just simply believing God. And the Bible said he believed God, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Anytime you believe God, it puts you in right standing with God concerning whatever promise it was you believed of God. There are a lot of people. They're right with God concerning salvation. Thank God, yes, they say God will save you. But then they say, but now God won't heal you. Not God's will to heal. Well, now, see, they're out of right standing with God in that area, but that doesn't keep them out of heaven. In fact, they may get there a lot quicker if they don't believe in healing. You know, they can get there quick if they don't believe in healing.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concept of Faith broadcast. Trust you've been with us this week. This is the last day for CD offer number 7121. It's entitled The Chastening of the Lord. A single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. A total of $11. Now, so many people believe that God puts sickness and disease and cancer and all kinds of bad car wrecks and things upon people to test them, try them. And somebody said the trying of your faith makes it perfect. No, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, if the tests and problems we go through in life would make us stronger and would make us more like Jesus, we'd all been perfect a long time ago. No, it's acting on the Word in the trial or the test that makes you stronger. The Lord chastens us with His Word. But, you see, illegitimate children are those that are not born again, won't receive the chastening of the Word. And that's what the Scripture tells us in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, in other words, all of God's children are partakers of chastisement, then you're illegitimate children and not sons. Now, why are they considered that way? Because they won't receive the Word of God. Now, you mean to tell me that God puts sickness on Christians and doesn't put it on the sinner? That's what it's telling you here. He doesn't chasten sinners because they won't receive the Word. Furthermore, we have fathers after our flesh that correct us. We give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? In other words, He is a spirit, and He chastens our spirit with His Word. The chastening of the Lord. This will give you insight into the chastening of the Lord. That's offer number 7121, a single CD for a total of $11. Toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.